Profile of a mass murderer.
Did the Vegas killer have a secret life?
Effort to ban rapid-fire device.
Mr. and Mrs. America, you have to stand up.
Deadline day for DACA recipients.
They start asking, what am I going to do now? What's next?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, day by day, new details are emerging about the Las Vegas gunman. What he did before Sunday's massacre is getting pieced together, but why he did it is still a mystery. Our coverage begins with CBS's Steve Futterman in Las Vegas.
Did Stephen Paddock lead a secret life? And could that be where officials eventually find Paddock's motive? Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says that's a strong possibility.
Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which will never be fully understood.
What is understood right now is that officials are growing increasingly frustrated in their failed attempts to answer key questions. A note was found in Paddock's hotel room. We are not being told what it said, but are being told it was not a suicide note. And officials now confirm that Paddock, the week before the shootings, rented a room in a Vegas condominium complex overlooking another concert. That one featured Chance the Rapper and Lorde. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Investigators are looking into reports that Paddock sent $100,000 to his girlfriend while she was in the Philippines. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says Mary Lou Danley is speaking out now.
I loved him and hoped for a quiet future together with him.
After arriving in the U.S. and speaking through her attorney, Danley says it was Paddock who wanted her to go to the Philippines.
I was worried that first, the unexpected trip home, and then the money was a way of breaking up with me. It never occurred to me in any way whatsoever that he was planning violence.
Authorities believe Paddock may not have been planning alone based on the amount of weapons and ammunition found at the crime scene and in searches of his properties.
You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point.
She is the key.
Former FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says even the smallest details could help investigators learn more about Paddock.
What kinds of things irritated him? What were his spending habits?
Another important aspect of the investigation to determine whether his mental health played a role in specifically whether he fit the clinical description of a psychopath.
Well, President Trump tweets this morning he'll never forget some of the people he met yesterday in Las Vegas. He saw victims, doctors, and police officers.
It makes you very proud to be an American when you see the job that they've done. And people that would not be around today are up there, and they'll be leaving the hospital in a week or 2 weeks or 5 weeks.
There's an effort in Washington to take action on the device that turned some of Paddock's guns into fully automatic weapons.
The bill, sponsored by Senators Dianne Feinstein and Bernie Sanders, would ban devices known as bump stocks, which can allow users to simulate fully automatic weapons fire.
There is no reason to make a semi-automatic assault weapon into a fully automatic battlefield weapon.
And while some Republicans are skeptical of the measure, Senate Republican Whip John Cornyn says the bill is something to explore. He says there should be a hearing on the matter. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Well, 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria, health concerns are growing in Puerto Rico with clean water and drug shortages, major issues, and reports say drug and medical supply shortfalls could crop up on the U.S. mainland because of damage to Puerto Rican production facilities.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. This post office has been busy for days as people send supplies and food to family and friends in Puerto Rico.
Rice, beans, tuna fish, salmon.
That's some of what was in the three boxes that Margarita Oliveira was mailing home. Fuel shortages, blocked and washed out roadways are making delivery tough at the other end. Postal Service says it's attempting deliveries where it's safe. Otherwise, it's holding packages for pickup.
American officials say three U.S. Army Green Berets were killed, two others wounded when they came under fire in the African nation of Niger. They were on patrol with local forces. Pennsylvania Representative Tim Murphy says he won't seek re-election to Congress next year. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that decision comes after the anti-abortion Republican became embroiled in scandal.
According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, in January, Murphy's alleged mistress, Shannon Edwards, texted him saying, "You have zero issue posting your pro-life stance all over the place when you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child just last week." Murphy reportedly responded, I get what you say about my March for Life messages. I've never written them. Staff does them.
Well, today's the deadline for work permit renewals to shield young immigrants from deportation. Eventually, the Trump administration plans to end the DACA program.
Volunteer at Puente, Arizona, Nome Romero, has been helping many so-called dreamers complete the paperwork for renewal of their work permits. Romero understands their fear.
All I can tell them is they need to continue fighting and fighting for what they believe is right.
Completing her permit renewal is dreamer Mitzi Castro, who feels she and many others like her deserve to call this country their home.
Follow the correct steps to be here. So long as you're a contributing member of society, I don't see why so many shouldn't belong here.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Phoenix.
A new study says keeping our eyes on the road is not easy with all the technology on today's dashboards. Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
Some vehicles now have as many as 50 different infotainment buttons, which a AAA study found could distract drivers for up to 40 seconds, while just 2 seconds doubles the risk of an accident. University of Utah professor David Strayer led the research.
Some of the most advanced systems are really very difficult for the driver to use, may take minutes to actually perform.
The verdict from volunteer Ricardo Muias.
The cars that used the screens and the touchpads are the ones that probably made me feel the most uncomfortable.
Safety experts want manufacturers to disable the most distracting features when the car is in motion.
The novelist who wrote The Remains of the Day has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Kazuo Ishiguro praised for works of great emotional force. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has now expressed regret for handling a news conference question from a woman who works at the Charlotte Observer about pass receiver pass patterns this way.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
The NFL says his comment was just plain wrong and disrespectful. For David Bowie fans, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us there's a chance to catch a popular exhibit here in the U.S. next year.
After traveling the world and becoming the most visited show at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, the New York Times says the exhibition David Bowie Is will make its final stop at the Brooklyn Museum in New York. It includes hundreds of objects, including rare performance videos and stage costumes, like the bodysuit from Bowie's Ziggy Stardust tour and the coat he designed with Alexander McQueen for the cover of his 1997 Earthling album. The show will open in Brooklyn in March and run through mid-July. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Authorities in Brazil have arrested the Rio 2016 Olympic Committee chairman on corruption charges. Another top executive at the Games has been arrested, too. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.